Clear Channel 650. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, bringing you the Grand Ole Opry.
A visit to Nashville isn't complete unless you see Harvey's, the most talked-of store in the South. Youngsters love the fun mirrors, live monkeys, merry-go-round horses, elephant slides. Everybody loves the escalators at Harvey's, and everybody agrees it's fun to shop at Harvey's, Nashville's largest store. Always remember this. If you can't shop during the day, Harvey's is open every Monday and Friday night till 9.
From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 976th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Cowboy Copas.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street. I know all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? Oh, you are my sweetheart, you see. Sweetheart, you see, oh, you are my sweetheart, you see.
Thank you, friends. Thanks a lot. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And here's my good friend Grant Turner to lead off with the list of tonight's entertainers.
Right you are, Copas, and a fine list it is. Well, first off, there's two regulars, Rod Brassfield and Cousin Minnie Pearl.
And Chet Atkins, another regular, is on hand.
Yes, sir, and String Bean and Tommy Jackson, along with the Opry Square Dancers.
And our very special guest tonight, Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers. Right now, neighbors, here's that funny man from Hornwall, Tennessee, Rodney Brassfield. Hey!
That last note was all
whammed. Howdy, Mr. Cowboy Copas.
Howdy, Rodney.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You've been gone, ain't you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
You didn't know I'd gone in the poultry business, did you?
Is that right?
Got me a chicken farm now.
Oh, no.
Just fed them a while ago. Some of that new laying mash they've got out now. It's called Lay or Bust Mash.
Lay or Bust Mash?
Yeah. Lay
Never heard
or
of.
Bust Mash.
Well, that's funny. What happened?
I'll bet one of them old roosters got a hold of some of us. Hey, Copas.
Yeah.
My old chickens are smart, boy.
They are, huh?
Yeah, they always stay out in the backyard all the time.
Yeah.
And I come home yesterday evening, and they was all out in the front yard.
In the front yard?
Yeah, and I asked Mommy, I said, what's them chickens doing out here in the front yard?
Yeah, what'd she say?
And she said, well, they heard that there was a man coming here today to lay a sidewalk.
No, no!
Woo! Cope, I got one old hen that lays colored eggs.
Colored eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can wave a blue handkerchief at her and she'll lay a blue egg.
Blue egg?
Yeah, wave a red handkerchief at her and she'll lay a red egg.
Don't believe it.
Other day I waved one of them old crazy quilts at her and that old gal liked to strip her girls.
Oh! Woo! Rod, how is Susie these days, buddy?
Oh, that woman is just fine.
She is.
Getting prettier all the time, Cope.
She's the prettiest gal I ever seen.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm just crazy about her.
Yeah.
She's got a figure just like one of these here rookie baseball pitchers.
Rookie baseball pitchers? How'd you figure that?
A lot of curves, but can't control them.
No!
Hey, Cope.
Yep.
I had trouble getting up here today.
You did, huh?
Yeah, I come up here on the bus, see?
Yeah.
From Hornwall.
Yeah.
And when I got on the bus there, I seen this here seat there, and it had a suitcase sitting in the seat.
Yeah.
And I sat down alongside of it there.
Uh-huh.
And this bus driver come back and told me, he says, hey, boy, you'll have to move that suitcase off that seat.
Oh, naturally.
Well, I didn't say nothing.
You didn't, huh?
No. He went on and drove a little while, and he come back, and he says, I told you to get that suitcase off of that seat.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing. Directly he come back again, he got plumb mad. He says, look, if you don't get that suitcase off that seat, I'm going to chunk it out the window.
Throw it out the window?
Yeah. I didn't say nothing.
You didn't say anything?
He just reached down, got it, and chunked it out the window.
He did.
Then he says to me, he says, see, I told you I would. I told you I'd chunk it out the window.
Yeah.
I says, well, I don't care, buddy. It wasn't mine. Woo! Well, I've got to go, Corpus. It's been nice visiting with you. You know, on that bus, I had a time with an old big fat man that was asleep.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was laying there asleep and had his mouth open snoring. You could hear him for 4 miles.
Is that right?
Sounded like one of old country sawmills.
Yeah.
And I was taking some of these little quinine cold tablets for my cold.
Yeah?
Just as I started to take one of them, the bus gave a jerk that flew out of my hand and hit that old big fat man right in the mouth.
It did?
Boy, he come up my distance spitting and a-grunting and a-groaning. I said, what's the matter, old buddy? He says, I don't know, son, but from the taste in my mouth, I think my gall's busted. Dog!
Rod, sometimes I think you're unlucky, and it's no more than you deserve. Well, now, neighbors, it's time we had a song from our special guests, and here they are, Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers.
Dream, 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 when I want you in my arms, when I want you and all your charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 when I in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 dream. I can make you mine. I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream.
Miss Copus, is a feller out back there giving away $1,000.
Where, Rod? Where?
Worth of advice.
Oh, advice. What's he saying, Rod?
That if you want cool, comfortable smoking enjoyment, pack your pipe with good old Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, now, Rod, if anybody doesn't already know about Prince Albert, that advice is worth a lot of money.
You doggone tootin' it is, Mr. Copus. You know Prince Albert's always fresh.
And it's crimp cut, so it packs right and burns even and lazy-like.
And tastes good, too. Don't forget that, Mr. Copus. P.A. tastes so good because that
Special P.A. process locks in all the fine natural tobacco flavor. Makes it taste even better.
And making man like P.A. in an O.C.B. paper.
Yeah, because it rolls the easy and stays put and smokes your miles.
So, making man or pipe smoker, here's our $1,000 smoking tip. Get real smoking comfort. Enjoy America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Get the bright red tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Here's my good friend Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and the Grand Ole Opry square dancers. So if you feel like joining in, neighbors, grab a partner and get with it. Here we go.
Oh, swing it. On a lady, don't forget to come back and swing your arms. You look at honey, baby, swing it, go ahead and swing it out. Oh, right there, right hand, cause it's her left. Oh, do it, swing it, turn it right back, left hand swing. Pull up, four, half, wave your hand, all keep it by the left hand. Don't forget that, come by the right, swing it.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson and the square dancers. That was really fine. Nothing like a little dancing to get things stirred up real good. Friends, here at the Opry, we always like to do a hymn or a spiritual on our show. The one we've chosen for tonight is in the spiritual vein. So we'd like for all of you, friends, to help us by patting your hands real loud on the second chorus. Some of the boys up here will lead you in the hand patting. Everybody get in the act. Here it is, one titled The Man Upstairs. Goes like this. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. And if trouble ever troubled you, well, don't you run and hide. And if you ever need a friend, he'll be there by your side. Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of lace, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. And if trouble ever troubles you, well, don't you run and hide. And if you ever need a friend, he'll be there by your side. Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of lace, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. If you talk to that man upstairs.
That was great. I certainly like that song.
Thank you, Grant. It's real nice of you to say so, but don't you think we'd better be moving things along?
I reckon so, Copus, and our next entertainer is a boy that can really fill the bill.
Don't I know it, Grant. Neighbors, here he is, the king of the guitar men, Chet Atkins with Army and Steam. Here he is. Thank you. Jason Armin Scene. Thank you, Chet. You were real great. And now, neighbors, it's my pleasure to introduce our next entertainer, a gal who says a girl is either a big hit with the boys or she's a miss, that Gabby Gossip from Grinder Switch cousin, Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I hurt my ankle this week here, and that's why I got it all bandaged up like that. And you know what one of them smart Alex Becker said to me just now backstage? He said, "What's the matter with your foot, Minnie Pearl? Old age?" I said, "Why, that's the silliest thing I ever heard of in my life. Old age. It couldn't be both old age, because both of my legs are the same age, and the other one don't hurt me." Of course, it ain't in such good shape, but then how could you tell with these white cotton stockings? Y'all know what happened to the girl that wore white cotton stockings? Nothing. I know, because I am that soldier. I know. Well, so though I tell you now, I went down this afternoon, and I watched the train go by. It goes by Grinder Switch once a week. And so I went down there and watched the train. But, you know, I quit all that foolishness like I used to do. I used to go down to the railroad track and flirt with the railroad engineers, you know. I'd throw kisses at them, and they'd throw coal at me. One winter, we didn't have to buy no coal at all, hardly, you might say. But I seen a fella today right here in Nashville that I used to know a long time ago. Me and him used to keep company when we was about 16. In fact, I thought there for a while I was going to marry him. But this afternoon I made like I didn't know him, you know. I said, "Sir, I beg your pardon, but I didn't get your name." He said, "No, but you tried hard enough." But we've been having an awful lot of awful hot weather at Grinder Switch. It's just been so bad up there, and we sure need rain. Oh, it's just been raining lots of places, but we ain't had no rain at Grinder Switch. It is so hot the other day. Steve Jones has got one of them there deep freezes, you know, and brother didn't do a thing but get in that thing and sit down. He stayed in there for about an hour and a half. We had to defrost him before we could get his britches off. Well, sir, Hezzy come by this evening along about 4 o'clock, and we're sitting there just like a couple of young folks will do out in the front yard on the grass, you know, and we's looking to try to find four-leaf clovers, and Hezzy found a four-leaf clover. I said, "I reckon that means you're going to get married." He said, "No, I thought I thought finding a four-leaf clover meant good luck." No. But I don't worry about him, because one time I said to him, I never will forget, I said, "Hezzy, would you be willing to go to the ends of the earth for me?" And he said, "Yeah, and the quicker the better." But just before I go, I'm going to tell y'all something happened to me. Now, sure enough, tonight I was coming down the street up here, and I seen a place that just opened it up there, and it said, "Let us make your body beautiful." That's what it said. Well, I run in there just as hard as I could, see? And I got in there, and I said, "Well, I seen your sign. Here I am." The fella said, "Where's your car?" I said, "Car? I thought you was going to make me beautiful." He said, "Lady, all we could do with you is just to jack up the frame and hammer the dents out." Bye now. See you next week.
Minnie, they tell me you were a bridesmaid again last week.
Yeah, and after the wedding, that Hezzy took the bridegroom aside and give him a present and some advice. He gave him a tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco and told him there's nothing like slipping off and lighting up a pipe full when the troubles of matrimony got too much for him.
Minnie, that's good advice and in under circumstance. Prince Albert is always fresh and it's crimp cut, so it packs right and burns slow and cool.
Hezzy says PA tastes good, too. That's because that special Prince Albert process locks in all but the natural tobacco flavor.
For making men, PA, in an OCB paper, rolls easy, smokes so good. So bridegroom or just ordinary man, when the going gets tough, relax, enjoy the tastiest, most comfortable smoke you can get with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. He smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, PA.
Say, Copas, I don't want to butt in here, but don't you think maybe it's time to have the Everly Brothers back to sing a number?
Well, Grant, I was just getting to that, folks. How'd you like to hear the Everly Brothers sing that song that they're so famous for? You know the one, Wake Up Little Susie. Here they are.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie? Well, I told them all that you'd be invited. Well, Susie, baby, look like you do again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie, we gotta go. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, I could see cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna say, mama? What are we gonna say, papa? What are we gonna say, the labyrinth, when they say, la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie.
Bill, Don, thanks a million. You're always great guests, and you're always welcome here at the Grand Ole Opry, especially on this network portion. Come back anytime. And speaking of somebody who's always welcome here at the Grand Ole Opry, it's our long, skinny friend with the short, baggy britches, String Bean. He's having a hard time getting to Louisville tonight. Tell him all about it, String.
I travel all this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the coastline, I travel everywhere. From Corning east and Corning west and back along the line. I'm on my way this first day, that old hometown of mine. Ain't no mind in Louisville coming to view. Ain't no mind in this old road and never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. Ain't no mind in Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Bound to be a girl somewhere that you love best of all. Mine live down in Louisville, she's long and she's tall. But she's the kind that you can't find roaming through the land. I'm on my way this bright day to win her heart and hand. Ain't no mind in Louisville coming to the view. Ain't no mind in this old road and never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. Ain't no mind in Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, I can picture in my mind a place we'll call our home. A humble little cot for two and never want to roam. A place right for the low side among them bluegrass hills, where gently flows the old high old place called Louisville. Ain't no mind in Louisville coming to the view. Ain't no mind this old road and never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. Ain't no mind in Louisville, a hometown of my heart.
Hey, 8 more miles to Louisville by my good friend String Bean.
Yes, sir. Old String really whips that banjo, doesn't he, Copas?
Yeah, he certainly does, Grant.
Say, Cope, I haven't seen much of you lately. Where you been?
Well, Grant, I've been up in Canada touring with my good buddy Hank Snow and the Rainbow Ranch Boys, Wimley and Stoney Cooper. We spent about 7 weeks up there visiting with the good folks from one end of Canada to the other.
Well,
we had a lot of fun.
Well, we've missed you a lot, and we're glad you're home. How about a song for us now, Cole?
All right, Grant, we've picked out one here that we had a lot of requests for. Incidentally, this is the very first song that we ever did on phonograph record a few years back. And we hope you neighbors enjoy it once again. We hope everybody that wanted to hear it is listening in. It's a little tune that goes something like this. Boys, are you ready, Tommy?
Ship left Manila, sailing proudly over the sea, sea. All the sailors' hearts were filled with fond regret, looking backward to this island where they spent those happy hours, making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, said, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, I love my dark face, Filipino. She's my Filipino, baby, she's my treasure and my pet, loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. South Carolina, I've come back to claim the only girl I love. And that night there was a wedding, while the ships together ground all around. And he wed his little Filipino baby. She's my Filipino baby, she's a treasure and my pet, loving pet. You bet. Her teeth are bright and pretty, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. Well, neighbors, that's the signal that we have to go, but we sure did enjoy having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Be sure and be here next week when Hank Snow will be bossing the outfit, and he'll have Wilmalee and Stoney Cooper along as his guest. Till then, this is Cowboy Copas saying, thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
More flavor all the way. Camel smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company.